You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, the thrift store, you have to do all the work yourself.
Actually, it's almost been 3 months to the day since we last caught up with Fool's Lagoon, and I'm joined here by Joe Perry, representative of Fool's Lagoon.
Hello. It's good timing, I think.
Yeah, very much so. I just realized that the last interview we did was in June, and Josh was here for that. Josh couldn't make it tonight, and obviously the other band members couldn't make it tonight, but I'm glad you're here, Joe. It's amazing to have you back here. Fool's Lagoon has been popping off recently. You're kind of back playing gigs again. You played, was it Paraoa Brewing Club? Was it last weekend or weekend before?
That was last weekend. Not the weekend just been, but the one before that, yeah.
And also last time we chatted, you'd been playing heaps of gigs. You had released a new single, Misty's Mystique. How's it been since then?
It's been, the way we sort of found ourselves operating. So last time we talked, we were in a real ramp up. We had a bunch of gigs booked. We had our single ready to go, and we had that lined up for release, and then we had our release show, and that kind of, we got a lot of momentum, and then that sort of culminated with the single release and the release show. And that was awesome because that was our first headliner that we'd booked, and we had all our mates there. We sold out Anthology. It was such a blast. So that was kind of another cycle sort of completed. I went on holiday. Matt went on holiday. I was away for a month. Matt was away for two. And then we come back and we're sort of starting to pick it back up again, pick up the gigs. And that's all sort of coming together with another single to bring out as well. So it's all coming together.
I'm guessing that was a much needed holiday for you guys, because if I remember correctly, there was almost that period where there was a bit of burnout with the band members, because you guys were playing gigs so consistently and just working so hard. Took that break. What was that like?
Yeah, for sure. Like, we were going pretty hard. In hindsight, when I look back at it, I was like, well, we were going pretty hard. We had a lot of weekends back, and then a weekend or two, we had two gigs. So we were sort of just going for it, and we were like, you know, any gigs that come our way, let's smash it out. Let's have a bit of fun. And that's what we did. And it was good that we sort of had these holidays booked in. So, I mean, it gave us a point. We were like, yeah, let's go hard. I went away, Matt went away, and then the other boys could sort of take a minute to relax a bit, and we're sort of refocused now that we're back.
Does that really help the creative process when it comes to coming back and jumping straight into band practice and writing new music and stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. One thing we're figuring out is how we can sort of manage gigging and getting together just sort of casually and writing music, bringing ideas, because we've found at times that it's hard to do both when you've got a gig on the horizon. You're sort of focusing on what songs you want to play, getting them tighter, maybe learning a few new covers, depending on what sort of gig you're doing. And in that way, yeah, sort of sometimes you lose a little bit of your time to just either sit down by yourself and come up with an idea, or us come together a bit more casually and have a bit of fun with fleshing out ideas, writing new songs and that sort of thing. So we're figuring out that balance, and I know Josh was very busy while we were away, and he's full of ideas, man. He's always with his guitar or his keys or whatever, and he's sort of been producing on his computer at home. So I think that time was good, and now we're going forward, we're sort of managing how we approach that balance a little bit more consciously.
I'd like to say the last gig that I went and saw of yours was over at Anthology, and the covers were popping off. Very much enjoying those. Have you worked on any more? If I remember correctly, there was an ABBA cover, Give Me a Man After Midnight, and some Crazy Frog, obviously.
Yeah. So I think we talked about this last time, but ABBA is a legit cheat code, crowd pleaser, mum pleaser, I like to say. And then the Crazy Frog is kind of like our secret weapon. We mix that in with another Brick in the Wall, sort of a little housey sort of rendition of Brick in the Wall. Matt rips the solo, Face Melter, and then we kind of pull the bait and switch and then give a bit of Crazy Frog, which is kind of weird, but we just go for it anyway. And I guess the mindset that we sort of like to bring is if people come in to see us for the first time or they don't really know our music, if you play songs that are familiar or maybe not so familiar or anywhere in between, give it a little bit of a twist, and then that'll give some people to remember it and enjoy the night. because, and you'll probably know, you know, you go to a gig and you don't know any of the music, you're like, well, that was cool, but you didn't, you know, you need something to latch onto.
Yeah, definitely. Now, let's talk about Brighter Days. Comes out this Friday, new single release, which this is the cool part about this interview, is that the last time we chatted, you were releasing Misty's Mystique, and now you've released Brighter Days. Josh did play an acoustic version for us, and I must say it was beautiful. Tell me about it.
Yeah, about that rendition or about the song in general?
The song in general.
The song in general, yeah. I think Brighter Days has been quite a special one. It was quite funny because we had a recording session booked in with CJ, who's our producer, and we only really had two songs properly written. We're a week or two out, we're like kind of fretting about it. We're like, oh, you know, we don't really want to be in this position. What are we going to do? Do we only record two? What, you know, sort of trying to figure that out. And then Josh came to practice one day and he's like, oh, what do you think of this? And he, it's kind of like his thing. He'll play out his acoustic guitar, or he'll play a recording of what he was doing with his acoustic guitar. He always tunes his acoustic guitar to sort of like interesting open chords that is real, it's funny because he will send like a voice recording and I'm listening to it. I'm like, I can't figure that out. What the hell's going on? And it's because I'm always in standard and then he's in an alternate tuning. And then Brighter Days was just one of those ones. And we're like, oh, that's cool. Like, why don't we work on that? And he sort of had that little rhythmic feel to it. And most sort of like verse and a chorus, we sort of trialed it out. And then Josh and I workshopped it a little bit at his house, finished off some of the lyrics. We added a bridge. And then sort of within a week, we had a song. And we're like, oh, this, like, we're pretty happy with this one. And as we were recording it, it sort of just stood out quite a lot as well. And CJ, he said that it was his favorite one. Yeah, we're pretty happy with how it's all come out, and it's sort of a good spearhead for the EP, I think, because it's got quite like pop sort of tendencies and songwriting, but it still has that little bit of the funky sauce that we like to add in, our sort of musician sauce.
Yeah, the rendition that he played on the show not too long ago, I believe it was back in May, seemed a lot more indie, a lot, obviously, it being an acoustic rendition. He did mention that it sounds a lot more different from the studio recorded version, and you pointed it out, it's a lot more rhythmic. I'd also like to ask you, what would be the perfect setting to listen to this new track when it comes out?
Oh, that's a good one. It could be in a lot of different sort of scenarios. I feel like it's sort of one of those songs that has a little bit of, like, the musically it's quite happy, and the lyrics, and you look into it a little bit deeper, you find that it's sort of like one of those bittersweet, hopeful kind of things. So maybe if, oh, I don't know, maybe you're just on a, it's in the middle of the week, you're thinking, oh, you know, it hasn't been the best week so far, but, you know, let's put it on. Or maybe it could be in your morning routine, I don't know. We'll leave that up to the listener.
It's getting warmer, the weather's getting better. Daylight savings.
Oh, yeah,
now we're,
yeah,
going to get some beautiful sunsets. I'm guessing that could go hard.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's the main difference, like you were saying, with Josh did it just by himself, that rendition. The instrumentation and the sort of the rhythmicness of it is quite, it's got a summery feel to it. And I think it's good timing that the clocks have just gone back. And yeah, we got a little bit more sunlight, a little bit more warmth. I was just thinking that last time we were here, it was absolutely pissing down in the middle of winter, and we're like, oh, just get inside quickly.
And hopefully this summer is nothing like last summer, I must say.
Oh, fingers crossed, man. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Most definitely. For Brighter Days, could you see the likelihood of you guys releasing an acoustic version or a different sort of rendition?
For sure. I think that sort of thing has definitely been on our minds, and it's on our list of things that we want to, we really think that a sort of like a stripped down acoustic sort of session for some of our songs would be really cool, because sometimes we find ourselves just sort of jamming and trying out new things with our own songs, just sort of different ways of playing them, or yeah, different sort of arrangements, which is, ends up being quite fun. And I think together, sort of as a little project, that would be quite cool.
Follow-up question. Could we see an acoustic album released with all of False Lagoon's top hits?
That would be an awesome idea. We could definitely do that. And our man Josh, he's sort of starting to get into the bit of production, and that's something that we want to sort of delve into and have a little bit more control over the sound.
Get all the band members, get amongst it, maybe perform an unplugged album is my favorite
95BFM Unplugged?
Oh, man, then I might have to pitch that. Sounds good. Little Birdie has told me that the new EP is sounding very, very good. I'm not going to tell you my source, but I must say the rumors have said very positive things. Can you tell me any information about how that's going?
It's going very well, and interesting to hear about the Fool's Lagoon rumor mill.
There is. It exists, man. It exists.
We'll let it do its thing. It's been recorded for a while, and as obviously with the singles, we're getting them mastered, and we've got two more songs to get mastered, and then we're going to be releasing it as a package. And personally, our first one was more of just sort of like an experimentation and a bit of fun. This one is still a lot of fun, but I think it's a lot more focused. It does a little bit of the pop stuff, the funky sort of stuff, a little bit of dancey, and then I think it covers quite a good amount of areas.
You do have your Gat sitting here right next to you.
I do.
Just like last time, and it's not being put to good use. And you've mentioned you were going to play us a rendition of Bizarre, your first single that you released, which was amazing. I remember playing it for my mum when it came out. I'm like, you have to listen to this song. It's amazing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it was our first one, and it's fun to play live, and it's great seeing when people know the lyrics. I think Brighter Days is going to give it a run for its money, but time will tell.
We've got Joe Perry here in the studio from Fool's Lagoon. He's going to play us a rendition of Bizarre, their first single, which was released a couple years ago. Take it away, Joe.
Today I was sitting at the monitor, watching as the time dissolved away, just like any other normal day. Lately all I can seem to tell is that I'm living inside a cell, held in by the walls around my mind, trying to see with blinded eyes. Maybe I'm just a bit bizarre, a person who walks back and forth like the birds who watch the screens, don't know what it means, can't comprehend the universe in front of me. Today I was speaking with the oracle, waiting for the truth to grace my mind, dreams of elephants with blue eyes. People never seem to understand that it's all at bias hand. Watching as I walk down asteroid today, I think I'm crazy in a different way. But maybe I'm just a bit bizarre, a person who walks back and forth like the birds who watch the screens, don't know what it means, can't comprehend the universe in front of me. Hey, yeah, yeah, 'cause maybe I'm just a bit bizarre, a person who walks back and forth like the birds who watch the screens. Don't know what it means, can't comprehend the universe in front of me. And maybe they will see the way I see. Yeah, yeah. Maybe no one else ever thinks like me.
Beautiful. Amazing.
Thank you.
You can catch Fool's Lagoon and Bizarre and all their amazing music at their next gig. I believe it's at Portland. Forgot the name of it.
The Portland Public House.
That's it. That's it. And what date would that be?
That would be Saturday the 7th of October. And that's going to be a cool one. It's going to be free entry. And we sort of marketed it like a boxing match. We got us up against the Almighty, and they're a local band, and they play like blues rock, old school. It's awesome, power trio, and yeah, we're really excited for that. It's going to be like one of those sort of fun nights. We're just going to go for it, maybe bust out some of those covers, maybe definitely.
Is that what's going to help you sort of pull one over on the Almighty? Potentially the covers. You might have to bust out Wonderwall, bro.
Don't tempt me like that.
they're
very talented and very fun to watch. So it's going to be a good environment, and yeah, and like I said, free, so anyone can just roll in, have a couple beersies, and just enjoy.
Excellent. Well, most definitely go check that out. On that note, you have one more treat for us. Brighter Days does release this Friday. Mark it on your calendars, pre-save it.
Yeah, so Friday, four sleeps, pretty excited. And we do have a special treat just for our man Joe. We are going to play it four sleeps early, right here, right now.
Right now?
Yeah, I reckon.
Is this playing right now?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.